My second summer, I was going sailing during general. Really, it was a really windy day. So I was with my counselor, Marley, and two other cabin mates. So we go sit, we like get on a boat, and right away my counselor Marley, her life jacket flies away into the water. And we can't turn around or else we're gonna like not have time to go sailing. So we keep on going further out, and we start turning to head back, and a big gust of wind comes, and our sailboat capsizes. We tip over. So we all have to jump out. We're all treading water. And then finally, the putt-putt comes. So me and my two other cabin mates get in the putt-putt, while my counselor, Marley, who's treading without a life jacket, has to flip the boat over and come, like, swim it back to shore when the putt-putt comes back. So, like, when my friends and I got off, we had this crazy story. We were all laughing. A little bit scared, but it was such a fun time.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with
Welcome to Beside Lake Mita. I'm so excited to welcome Abby and Maya to the podcast this week to talk all about camp. Before we get started, be sure to follow Beside Lake Mita on Instagram and subscribe to the Beside Lake Mita podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your pods.
Knit one, purl two!
Abby and Maya, this one's for you. Let's get into it.
Hi, I'm Maya Raftig. This will be my fourth summer at camp. Some of my favorite activities are I really like skiing and color wars, especially like red and white games. Hi, I'm Abby Raftig, and this upcoming summer will be my fourth summer at camp.
How did you choose Mary Mita in the first place? Did you have a big group of friends?
Me and Abby mainly liked how when we toured camp, we liked how everyone, we could tell that like just by looking at it, everyone like knew everyone. Everyone felt like family there. And during the tour, like many campers joined the tour and made it feel like home, which is really welcoming.
Mm-hmm. What was your first summer like?
At first, it was like a little scary because I just didn't know what to expect, and I got homesick a few times. But when I started meeting everyone and I realized how friendly everyone was, it became a lot easier. Yeah, I just like first like getting to camp was really scary, and I just didn't really know what to expect. And I didn't really know. I knew a few people in my cabin, but not everyone. And like over the course of even like just a few days, I had met a lot of people, and everyone was really welcoming and nice.
Yeah. Speaking of first summers, I know your sister Lindsay is going for camp for the first summer. Are you guys excited to have her at camp or what?
We're really excited to share like our special place with her, and we're hoping that, you know, we can create many other memories with her and that she'll make new friends at camp too, and they'll get to experience all the fun we had too. And we'll get to share this place with her.
Yeah, and she's going with my little sister, so I think it's nice that they have a couple friends.
Yeah, we can both share our love for camp with our siblings.
Mm-hmm. So jumping into some favorites, what was your guys' favorite activity?
My favorite activity is water skiing. I just love getting to like learn different tricks, and I just think it's so fun because you can go in the same boat with your friends, and then you can also like teach them new things and help out younger kids as well.
How about you, Maya?
I also like skiing too because I just feel like, I don't know, I always feel really accomplished and always feel really good about myself after get to like learn a new thing in skiing or just fun life together.
I didn't really do that much skiing, but I love tubing and kneeboarding too.
Yeah, I really wanted to try like kneeboarding, and tubing is one of my favorite things, and that's always really fun.
Mm-hmm.
How about you guys' favorite evening program activity?
I like capture the flag. I think that's so much fun. It's competitive.
Yeah.
You get to like yell and say cheers with your friends. You get to dress up in your team's colors.
I really like MTV night because I just think even like leading up to it when the practices with your group and then the costumes, and I think it's really fun, and you get to become a lot closer with the people in your group, and that's always good. And I like just like even watching them.
What were you guys' MTV songs?
Last year mine was You'll Always Find Your Way Home by Hannah Montana, and it was like really good. I liked it. My first year, like going 8 weeks, was What's My Name from Descendants. And then last year, it was Cruisin' for a Bruisin' from Teen Beach. My first year, 2019, of doing MTVs, I was Born This Way. And that was one of my favorite ones, too.
Mm-hmm. So, MTVs are Mary Mita. What is your guys' like history of teams and stuff like that?
Okay, so my first year, I went second session, and I was a red. And then the next year, I went all eight, and I was a Mita. Mita red or Mita white?
We were a white. And then,
A white.
And then
last year, I was a Mita.
And then I went second session also, and I was a white. And yeah, we won, which is great.
Yep, go Whites.
Yeah.
What was your favorite way let's start with Mary Mina. What was your favorite way they've announced it?
I liked like how they did like the footballs where everyone had their name on a football, and it was like there was whistles, I think, for like the coach, for like
it
the captain.
Really, like it was really unexpected, and I didn't really see it coming at all, and it was just super exciting and a lot of energy, and I liked that.
What was your favorite way they've announced red and white?
My favorite way was when they did, like, the rings, when Carmen tricked the whole camp and told everyone that she lost her wedding ring. So we had to run to the tennis courts and go find them. And it turned out to be, like, a red and white announcement where everyone had, like, over-ring.
Yeah, like, honestly, color. I did not see it coming out of any, like, at all. And we were all just so focused on, like, finding the ring. And it was, like, I was really surprising. And I liked it.
Yeah,
it was really creative.
When they announced red and white, like, were you surprised? Like, did you see it coming?
I personally did not see it coming. Like, I truly thought that she had lost her like ring. So like when I got to like the tennis courts, I was completely like shocked, and I was so excited because I was just really excited to find out my team.
Yeah. Even 2019, when they threw the footballs, like, we were all just so tired after activities, and, like, we were all just, like, wanting to head back to our cabins, and no one really expected it. It just happened, and it was so just a good way to end the day and really exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your second year like?
For us, our second year after we went eight weeks, and it was just, we knew what to expect when we were coming, and we had all our friends and made, and it was just really nice to see everyone, and again, it was really welcoming, and everyone, you know, felt like family. We all knew everyone.
My second year was a lot better than my first year. I mean, they're both so much fun, but my second year, I was more comfortable. I knew more mess hall songs. I knew more cheers. I, like, knew what my favorite activities were, so I didn't have to worry about choosing an activity that I didn't like. I had made so many new friends, so like, each year keeps on getting better and better.
Speaking of songs, what were you guys' like favorite campfire song, favorite mess hall song, favorite like sing song?
I don't really remember the specific name, but it's like a campfire song to the tune of Taylor Swift. It was
That's mine also.
I don't remember specifically, but I just,
that's my favorite.
Yeah, definitely. I just like how, you know, it reminds me of somewhat, like, all my friends at home and, like, my family, but also, like, the new friends I've made at camp, and just, it brings everyone together, making everyone feel like family.
That's definitely my favorite.
Mm-hmm. For, like, mess hall songs, I, like, love when they sing Mary Mita songs or red and white songs, especially, like, sing songs, passing songs, because it just makes everyone so happy. And I also like Sunday songs, because everyone gets up, they start cheering.
Yeah, overall, I like the singing in the mess hall, because it, like, brings everyone together, and it's just a fun way to end the meals always.
Yeah. What's your favorite, like, thing to do during rest hour and stuff like that?
During rest hour, I like writing letters to my parents and my friends and my cousins, because during the day I'm so busy and having so much fun with my friends that I just won't write any letters. So during rest hour, I like to like relax, write some letters, and tell them how much fun I'm having.
How about you, Maya?
Although I do like writing my parents and writing my friends and family, I just like playing jacks with like friends and cabin mates because I just think it's a fun way to like get, even to get to know people better, and it's a fun game to play also.
So your third year is your first year being a big sister. So what was that experience like?
What I had you as my little sister, and I actually like loved having you as it
Thank
because
you.
I knew you and I knew that you were so excited for camp and that I could share like all my favorite activities with you and I could like get to tuck you in at night and say goodnight and I could tell you like some of the activities to look forward to, some that were so much fun but like not my personal favorite. And I liked getting like to have like a little sister, I guess, at camp that wasn't my actual sister.
And Maya?
I definitely liked it, and I just feel like especially to the new camper, I feel like it's a good way to just get to know someone and get to learn a little bit about camp. And I like getting to like, share what I know about camp, and I think it's a really good way to like help people ease into camp and to learn about it and to feel more comfortable.
Did you see any differences with COVID at camp?
For me, like the one big difference was how it, like the first 2 weeks of camp, we all had to like bring masks places and we each had to be a little bit more careful. And how like for meals, when it got really, we'd have to eat outside when it was like really hot out or when it was like a little colder. So otherwise, those were like the only two things that I didn't exactly enjoy that much. But otherwise, the COVID like didn't really bother my summer.
Yeah, and like even for just the first few weeks of camp, normally you get to sit at random tables. Each week you get a new table, and it's not just with your cabin, but this year like we get to mainly sit with our cabins. And I just feel like it's a good way to get to like know people. And this year like we didn't have that for the whole summer, so I missed out on having that.
Yeah, to
Also.
add on to that, like it took a little longer to meet some of the new campers and like to introduce yourself since we couldn't sit with them at tables.
Yeah, and like we had the whole first week was like quarantining, so we couldn't do activities with other cabins. We didn't do color wars or other even activities with other people. So it was just like a harder way to get to know people.
Yeah, but I guess at least you get to know your cabin. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean it was definitely a good way, and like you got to know your cabin a lot better, which I definitely liked, and I felt like I knew them really well. Like even just by the first few days, I was getting to know people really well.
What makes you guys want to come back every year?
I just like the friendships there and how everyone feels like family. Like even, going to the reunions and sometimes staying in touch with all my cabinets just makes me, I love all the friendship there and how everyone feels like family. To add on to that, I agree. And how every summer I walk away with like many more friendships and a billion more memories and a billion more stories to tell about.
What were some big things that happened this year, like some crazy events or something funny?
Honestly, just like a lot of, I like tubing with my friends. There was this one time this summer we were going, and it was really wavy that day. It was really windy also, and we were going, and we went really fast, and we turned a corner, and I remember she tipped off and was, and then they like didn't keep going. They were turning around, but like it was still pretty fast. And then I fell over, and then the boat like stopped. They stopped like right in the middle of us, so it was kind of far away. And then we both like had to swim back to the boat, and we were just stuck like, and then we couldn't get back on the tube, so we were just like trying to flip it over for so long, and it just wouldn't go. Yeah, and like another time, the tube just like detached from the boat, and then we were just stuck there until they came back around and got us.
To wrap it up, what are you most looking forward to for summer 22?
This summer, I'm looking forward to meeting new people, and I'm also sharing my favorite activities and sharing what I love camp so much with Lindsay. I'm also looking forward to trying some new activities out that I haven't tried in the past 3 years.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to see all the friends and everyone back at camp again, and just to do the activities again, and just to feel back I'm at home again.
All right, well, thank you guys so much. It was so fun talking to you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, chola, descent. You're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast, bullied, or teased, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born this way.
If you'd like to be a guest on Beside Lake Mita, DM us on Instagram at Beside Lake Mita, or email us at BesideLakeMita@gmail.com. Until we meet again.